The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. We are live and local at Al and Bob Sports at 3100 South Division. We are having a riot down here. I'm telling you what, there's a lot going on. We're giving away some Lions and Tigers stuff. I've got a little signed helmet here from the coach, and it is a good time today. Welcome. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
It's just about as good as the Wizard of Oz, but we have Lions and Tigers and no Bears, thank goodness. Yeah, we're at Alan Bob's, and it's always a fun time. This was our our second remote we ever did last year, and Alan Bob's is our very first sponsor that we ever signed. I came in and talked to Tom Cook, and he goes, "Grilling on the radio? I'm in." And I said, "Okay, give me $1,000 worth of hunting gear."
I'm telling you what, there's guys walking out of here with hunting blinds today and tree stands. They're 15% off. They're taking them out of here like crazy. Used firearms are 10% off. Get down here if you're looking for a new gun. I know I'm going to pick up a muzzleloader before I leave today.
Say it on the radio because then they're going to be watching you.
Yeah, that's all right. But then we got hunting accessories are also 10% off. There's a lot going on down here at Alan Bob's. You've got three reasons why you shouldn't be here. If you're in a tree stand, you're in a duck blind, or you're grilling on your deck, then I'm going to give you a pass. Other than that, you need to get down here and check this store out. Chaz was just with us. He brought some of his Oktoberfest. You guys got to try that if you've not had Schmo's Oktoberfest. This is great beer. Had a little taste of it, and I tell you what, you
already can't talk.
That's
right. Yeah, I'm going to give you a little on-air instruction. If you just hold that microphone right in front of your mouth, everybody will hear everything you're saying. Okay. <He's> like, So where are we going with our Big Buck contest? You going to put an on-air bet right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Does it have to be from Michigan?
Yes.
You big wuss.
Because you are going down to Kansas and I'm not. So, yeah, it has to be Michigan. But, yeah, okay, we're throwing it out there right now.
Well, let's
Bob,
let's
right
say,
now, what do you want to bet, man?
Okay, let's just go not even big buck. Let's just say
You're backing up.
The heaviest deer by dark tonight.
The heaviest deer by dark tonight. No, I'm not taking that because I'm not hunting tonight. Oh. I'll give you by Monday morning.
All right.
You in?
You're
all
on.
All right, good. Well,
I'll bet
fantastic.
You for an Oktoberfest.
Okay.
A so case of it.
Let's talk about
smoking
meat.
Oh, winner gets
meat.
This case of Oktoberfest from Schmoes.
Done.
Because, see, you'll have to pay that one.
Let's talk about smoking meat, okay? As much as the razzing as I give you, I will tell you that I don't know anybody that smokes meat better than you do. So let's talk a little bit about some smoking basics. When you're going to smoke meat, what do you need to do?
Well, I really appreciate that, but I know some boys out in Kansas City that can whip my butt any day. And they're out there right now. I'm supposed to be in Kansas City at the American Royal. Rob Russell's calling in my stead. He's probably going to be a little ticked off at me because I bailed at the last minute, but I got to go back out there in a couple weeks. And actually, I'll tell you a secret. I really changed the date because the rut will be on early November. Don't tell my wife, but I changed the whole trip so I could be there during the rut.
What does your wife have to do with the rut?
Well, that's another story.
Okay, let's pull this back in. Smoking meat. Tell me a little bit about smoking meat.
Well, last night I smoked 12 butts. Actually, for 20 hours on my chuck wagon, I smoked 12 big, beautiful butts, and I fed them to the Lowell Red Arrows last night after their victory. So smoking, if you're talking about any kind of meat, what you've got to do is go low and slow.
Okay, let's describe that because it's almost a cliche in the grilling world, but tell me what low and slow really means.
If you're going to truly smoke meat, you have to do indirect grilling.
Okay.
And the best way to do that is on a smoker that is set up to do that. You can partition off other grills and do all these things to say you're doing smoking, but truly smoking, you need yourself a good smoker. We at the Grillin' Guys, really, we're spoiled. We get to use the good ones all the time because they're one of our big sponsors. Most people don't necessarily have that option right off the bat if they haven't been to Zager's or somewhere where they can buy one. So maybe they're using a little cheap locker smoker or whatever they get. Doesn't matter. If you're going low and slow, it means you're going to take, like yesterday, I had 12 butts. I put them in at 220 degrees. They were on for 20 hours.
Right.
Yeah. And I pulled them at 195. I had my eye grill going.
Okay, so the internal temperature of the meat was 195.
195.
So it's done.
Yep.
You're not cooking it to medium, medium, or it's well done, but it's pork.
Well,
right?
If it's a butt, you know, or typically the meats you're going to smoke, if you're going low and slow, it's typically it's going to be something that's a little tougher so that you can really thoroughly cook it and get it up to a temperature of like 200.
Okay.
And it's got to be fatty if you're going to do that. You can't smoke to that extent, like those tri-tips I did. You can't run those up beyond a certain temp, like 150.
Because they're going to get tough.
They will. There's just no fat there.
So this pork butt is really a pork shoulder, right?
You can
buy them in the store, and they usually come two in a pack.
Yeah.
So you're getting about 15 to 20 pounds of meat, but it reduces, right? I mean, you're not doing this just for a husband and wife. This is for a group of people generally. When you get the smoker going, and you're going to want to make quite a little bit of this, but it is cool. What is the smoke? Where does the smoke come from?
Last night, or when I did mine, I used some of my hickory right off the property. But you know, you have to have good charcoal. You have to have your spices down. You've got to know what you're putting on that. Typically, I'll rub my stuff down with, like, mustard because it works well. It's cheap. It's very effective. And then you put your rubs on it. The mix I made up was my secret mix, which I can't say on the air. But basically, it's salt and sugar, you know, a couple other things like that, red pepper, whatever you like in there. I threw a little coffee in this one. I'm on a coffee kick right now. Did coffee on the ribs a couple weeks ago, and I've heard about it, and I really loved it. I loved it. These butts last night, I'm telling you, I think they're the best I've ever smoked.
Yeah, and you brought 50, 60 pounds of that stuff.
I brought Bakita some, because Bakita's always hitting me up for jerky when I see him.
Right.
So I don't have any venison yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
But anyway, you put that together, and that is a slow cook. When you got done, you pull it apart. We've got these little things we call bear claws,
yep,
which we use.
They work well.
Which lets you work with the meat while it's still hot, pull it apart.
Yeah, I'll put some pictures on the Grilling Guys Facebook page.
Okay.
If you friend us on Facebook, you can see some of those pictures. And also, you can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy on Twitter. You can check out our website. It's thegrillingguys.com. It's a great resource. There's tons of recipes on there. We've worked really hard to develop this. If you pay attention to that website, also, if you're on a recipe, if you look at the bottom of the website, it'll pop up some suggestions that are associated recipes or ideas and tips.
Great. Yeah, check us out. We're there. Coming up next, Bob's going to talk a little bit about a pan-roasted venison with some cheesy bread. Got a little potato and rutabaga or studebaga or rutabiggy or whatever it is, because we'll also be talking with Rob Russell. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.